Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January the 12th in the year of our Lord 2019. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers, absolutely brilliant, and one of the peaceful, restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you well know by now, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome indeed to Liberty Roundtable Live, libertyroundtable.com, our website for the talk show, libertynewsradio.com, our website for the nationally syndicated radio network that syndicates our show, along with many others. Check it all out. And folks, if you have the heart to help, if you believe we provide value to you via these broadcasts, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, we take a break on the Sabbath, don't you know? It is a day of rest, after all. If you believe we provide value to you, please reciprocate and donate to Liberty News Radio or Liberty Roundtable today. We could use your financial support. Look, we have day jobs, so we don't want you to fund our families. We're not on the dole. We're not on the take. We're just saying, look, in our spare time, as a hobby, or whatever you want to say, as a calling from God, we double down and provide news that networks refuse to use like nobody's business. If you believe we provide value, then please donate today and help us grow our presence in the media. Our goal, as you know, to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country in the media and in our lives. And so we need your financial support. Every penny will be used to buy equipment, to improve our website, to travel to report live from places. Every penny of the broadcast donations you give us will be used to promote news the networks refuse to use, to tell the tale, to fund things that grow the network, to bring better news to you. Okay, that's all we're asking for. LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyRoundtable.com. Now, we always talk on the first hour on the Saturday broadcast, a recap of the week, if you will. We call it News the Networks Refuse to Use, Liberty Roundtable Live Week in Review. And so that's what we do. We start out with last Saturday, first hour, that's what we did, obviously, just like we're doing today. Second hour, though, we covered a lot of news. We'll get into that. But then we cover the Saturday and then the Monday through Friday previous. So 6 days. News the Networks Refuse to Use, Liberty Roundtable Live in Review recap, if you will. And I'm telling you, it's amazing the amount of news we cover. Check it all out. Brought to you in part by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or you can call him on the phone and talk to him or text him, 801-669-2211. Or you can just go visit the website and read about it and learn about it. Localhoneyman.com gets that done. Localhoneyman.com. All right, so last week we brought up this question the Daily Caller had. Is there a 10-foot wall outside of Barack Obama's house? The Daily Caller said, we went there to find out. They say multiple cement and iron barricades block the road leading up to the Obama $8-plus million mansion. Donald Trump says the United States needs the same thing, just a slightly larger version. And the interesting thing about all that is that they said at the end of the day, at the end of the article from the Daily Caller, you know what? There were so many barriers. There were so many multiple cement and iron barriers and blockades, and we couldn't even get really to Obama's house to find out. And then they talked about a kind of a tower with Secret Service guard agents blocking the road both directions. So not only is there blockades and barriers and such, but there's literally multiple layers of security around Barack's home. And Donald's just saying the U.S. needs the same thing. And he's right as rain. Now, we talked about the question trying to reopen the government. I don't believe people are trying to reopen the government. I don't think the Democrats are. I think what they're trying to do is use this to extract as much political capital out of the Donald as they can possibly get. That's all they're after here. And if they can extract all the political capital and all the goodwill Donald's built up with the people over the couple of years with the tax breaks, with the pro-life stance, with the Defend America, with the national security discussions, with the less war, with the less regulations, with the more jobs, all these people are loving these things that the President Trump is doing. But the mainstream press just hates his guts. They want to extract as much political capital out of the Donald as they can possibly get. And then what they want to do is they want to then highlight things that are perceived wrong about President Trump, but they want to attack to where they can grind the president down and eventually impeach him. That's their goal. And you know what? Donald's far from perfect, folks, far from perfect. But you know what? He's done more for the good of America in my lifetime than any other president, bar none. It is not even close to debatable. Now, the GOP Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas, I guess he's going to retire. So another GOP guy out. GOP guys are, you know, retiring like big time, aren't they? We talked about for Native Americans, shutdown cuts lifeline of everyday services. New York Times. Leaders of the government-backed Indian or Native American tribes say the government owes us this. We prepaid with millions of acres of land. And I disagree with all this. Okay, I don't believe we ought to have the Indians in this weird second-class citizen scenario we have them in. You know, you can call me a racist if you want, but I believe I'm the most honest, open, least racist person of all. Now you say, well, that's Donald-esque. You know what? You bet it is. Look, why do we have the Indians forced onto reservations? We stole their land from them. We then give them a handout forever. They're on the dole forever, generation after generation after generation. And at what point, even if they gave us the lands, they say they prepaid with millions of acres of land, even if that was true, how long do I have to pay? Forever? And why would I, as a white man, have to pay the Indian, the Native American? I mean, hey, man, I was born here. So were my parents and so were their parents. Hey, I'm as Native as it gets. If you say, no, Sam, they were here before you. Okay. Does that mean the immigrant that arrives tomorrow gets less than I get? What if they come here legally, huh? Wait, did we come here legally? What immigration laws did the Indians have when we came, huh? And so you look at it all and you say, you know what? There's a disparity among men and women and races and peoples and populations. And there's been disparities forever. How do you create a fair equity? How do you go forward and be decent and realize we're all God's children and we need to be treated as such? So at some point I say, why don't we make the Indian reservations full-fledged states of the Union? Huh? Give them representation in Congress and all that kind of stuff. Okay. When is it going to end? What about Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, for example? Okay, you got all these weird subclass scenarios where these people aren't treated fairly. If you said to me, Sam, I'll give you a piece of land and give you a pension forever and force you onto this little stamp of land, most of the time the lands were the lands we didn't want, so to speak. Never mind the fact that later we find out they're oil-rich lands and we now want to somehow exploit the Indians and drill under their land and then pay them a pittance as we steal from their resources on the land they're literally almost starving on. But again, I digress. When are we going to be honest and fair and open about this? And when are we going to say we're not going to create these second-class citizens? I don't believe that I owe the Indians anything. Whatever wrongs were done to them were done generations and generations and generations ago. There were wrongs done to blacks, too. There were wrongs done to whites. Hey, my mother, my grandmother, you know, three or four grandmothers, right? Fourth great grandmother, whatever, was an indentured servant on this land, folks. Let's talk about slavery now. I reject slavery in all forms, including me paying to the unconstitutional IRS every year now. They make me a slave. My, you know, fourth great grandmother, indentured servant, slave. We were white. Okay, there's been wrongs done to so many peoples. But you know what? I don't want to dwell on those wrongs. I believe they were wrong, and it's sad for sure. And I certainly want to know enough history never to repeat those wrongs. But at the same time, I'm not going to owe forever. So when we say a shutdown for the federal government shuts down a lifeline to the Native Americans, then I say, why are they on the dole to the point where they're in such control or under the thumb of the federal government? Either they have their own countries or they don't. Either they're states or they aren't. What about an equal seat at the table for them? I would advocate for an equal seat at the table for them. Would you? If not, maybe you're the racist, huh? All right, we talked about Dinesh D'Souza. He discusses his pardon that he got from Donald Trump. Turns out that Ted Cruz is really the man that moved the needle. Ted sat down with Donald after eating dinner with Dinesh D'Souza and said, you know what, I'm gonna meet with Trump and demand your freedom. And so after the meeting with Dinesh, Ted Cruz sat down with Donald in a limousine and said, hey, man, you need to release Dinesh. Pardon the guy. Done. I wish we could get Ted Cruz to do that for Steve Stockman. I wish we could get Ted Cruz to do that for so many people. Wow. We also talked about in federal prison, there's misconduct big time. And a House study documents the details, writes Timothy Williams. Did you hear me? Misconduct goes involved in prisons, and it's not even punished. Nobody even does anything to stop it. It just continues, even though they know about it. The study comes back, yep, all kinds of abuse going on in prison, all kinds of misconduct, but nothing happens. No accountability. And that's the same problem we have in government throughout, folks. I support and honor the proper role of limited constitutional government. Do you? But the unconstitutional government, I reject. The Department of Justice is now investigating Ryan Zinke for possibly lying to officials. What do you think of that, huh? Ann Coulter said she'd accept the border fence. She said, I'd like exactly what Israel has. That's a recap of last Saturday's broadcast on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Call is being transferred to the listening ear. Listening professionals dedicated to hearing you.
Hello, listening ear. Who am I listening to?
Carrie, but I was calling my mom.
Yes, you were, but your mom was so busy she felt it was important for you to have someone who could completely focus on listening to you and you alone. So she subscribed to our service. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Well, I'm not quite sure.
Where to start? Well, I can listen to school issues like science projects. I can listen to boy problems, although that's an extra $3 per call because of the emotional drain on me. How about we start with how you wish you had made cheerleader?
I didn't try out for cheerleader.
This isn't Mary?
Carrie. I'm Carrie.
Oh, sorry.
There is no substitute for a loving parent. And when you really listen, love is what they'll hear. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only seven countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the ninth month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
All right, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use in review the whole week long, baby. We covered last Saturday. That was last segment. Now we're on to Monday's hard-hitting talk show. We had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, ronpaulinstitute.org, doing a phenomenal job, as Lowell always does. We talked about a caller, Kevin, who brought up an incredible idea and bring up ideas and suggestions relating to supporting and promoting solutions in alternative media. You know what? The new media is taking center stage. Kevin gets it and brought up the details. Good for him. We need to work together as the new media. That's for sure, too. Kevin brought that reality out as well, and he's spot on, by the way. Utah joins a more perfect union. 123 years ago, Utah became a member of the United States of America. Pretty cool, huh? It was a long, hard battle. They didn't want the Mormons to be part of it. Speaking of abuses, if you want to talk about the blacks and the Indians and the fact that my mother, a white woman, was an indentured servant back in the day in the United States, and you want to talk about reparations, I'm not for reparations for anybody because I believe that Adam is responsible for his own transgressions. I'm not responsible for Adam's transgressions, right? I'm responsible for my own sins and my own misdeeds. Nevertheless, I bring this up because Mormons, the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, nicknamed the Mormons, they have been the most abused people in the United States without a doubt. You cannot argue any different. I don't care if you talk about the blacks, the Native Americans. I don't care what scenario, group of people you talk about. The American religious group known as the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons. And by the way, I am proudly one of them. Okay, let's be very clear. I am a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, a Mormon, and I'm intimately familiar with the history and what went down in the day. And I'm telling you right now, the Mormons literally had an extermination order against them by Governor Boggs back in Missouri back in the day, okay? And they got kicked out of state after state after state after state. They got abused. The federal government said, we can do nothing for you. Mr. Van Buren was the president at the time, and they literally got an extermination order. All men, women, and children, shoot on sight. You're gone. Forced to leave their homes in the middle of winter. Bare feet, bloody feet, walking for miles in the cold, sickness, death. While that was all happening, the federal government literally was trying to fight a Mexican war, believe it or not. You want to go back to the Mexico days and the borders? Come on, let's do it. Let's talk about it. Okay, the Mormons know all about it. And back in the day then, while they were fleeing the country with their wives and their children, with an extermination order still in hand, the federal government literally came to these Mormons that were fleeing and said, we need men to help us in the Mexican war. And believe me, the Mormon men prayed to God and said, you know what? We should help the greatest country on the face of the earth, despite the abuses we're taking. And so they did. They sent hundreds of men who marched literally all the way to San Diego in the Mexican War. And if you don't believe me, you can go to San Diego, California right now. And there's a I don't know what you call it, a little museum, a monument, to the Mormons. It's called the Mormon Battalion. And there's a little thing there where you can learn all about it and watch a movie and understand exactly what they went through and what they did. It is tremendous. It's free. You got to check it out. I bring it all up, though, because, again, there's no group that's ever had such abuse than the Mormons. And I don't think we're calling for reparations. You know, last I checked, I don't know of any Mormons that are, and I'm not. But I do want those abuses to stop. I'll tell you that right now. And Utah had a hard time even becoming a state. They literally forced the people in Utah to become half Democrats, half Republicans to become a state even. The Mormons are too Democratic. They didn't want anything to do with the Republicans. I kid you not, this is all true. Go study. Go learn if you don't believe me. And they literally had to walk down the aisle in congregations and say, hey, this half's Democrats, this half's Republicans. It's necessary to become a state kind of stuff. Okay, anyway, I'm intimately familiar with that history. And so when I speak about the Indians, it's not racist. It's not that I have no clue. I belong to a lot of groups that have been marginalized and a lot of groups that have been put in the second class scenario, right? Number one is a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints or the Mormons. Number two, my fourth great grandmother was an indentured servant. Number three, I'm a totally visually impaired person, totally blind. And so as a result, I understand that too. Put me in the disability camp. I get marginalization from many fronts. And I think it's wrong and I think it's sad, but I understand it's a reality. And I don't believe many people mean to be difficult. I mean, I know I've been in restaurants and someone will look at my wife or my son or daughter or my friend or whoever I'm with, and they're like, hey, does he want a drink? And usually they sit there stunned at the question because, you know, and I say, yes, he does. He would love one. Thank you very much. Okay, I get it. Okay, people don't think I'm capable of anything because I'm visually impaired. They kind of think I'm a little kid and stuff. I get it. I also get that people don't mean harm. And 9 times out of 10, when you isolate a statement from somebody, it comes from a different place than you think it does. But we always jump to the negative. We always jump to the racism. We always jump to the And we need to stop it and give people the benefit of the doubt a little bit. And we need to try to help people understand the differences and the inequities and such. Anyway, I digress except to say, hey, why do we have the Indians in the position that we have them in, or the Native Americans? Why? Shouldn't it stop? Shouldn't we try to do our very best to put everybody on equal footing? Right. Anyway, Lowell Nelson also talked about a Friday evening with state legislators. It was a great event. And in that meeting, they talked to Joel Skousen and a bunch of people doing a bunch of great things. But they also heard from a guy. He passed out a flyer, how to disconnect Utah from the U.S. Department of Education. Guy's name is Larry Molcock, doing a great job. And is it perfect? I don't think so. But he's got a lot of good thoughts, and I commend him for bringing up a solution to try to shut down the government education system. By the way, the government education system is the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto. Did you know that? You go look at your Constitution, there's no education provisions in it. But you go look at the Communist Manifesto, and it is the 10th plank. In other words, it takes 10 planks to make a nation communist. The 10th plank is government compulsory education. You don't believe me? Go research it. I reject government schools of all kinds. All right, when asked if she supported the Black Lives Matter movement, Nancy Pelosi said, quote, all lives matter. Now, I rarely agree with Nancy Pelosi on anything, but in this case, she is spot on right. What I don't understand is when guys like me back in the day, when we said all lives matter, they said we're racist. We need to understand the problems for the blacks. But now Nancy Pelosi, when she's asked if Black Lives Matter, she says all lives matter. I agree with her, but how come she's not being attacked, huh? Utah liquor stores made plenty of money on alcohol, $11.6 million in sales during the 5 days leading up to New Year's Day. Why is the government in bed with the alcohol organizations, literally peddling liquor that destroys lives? They get it through tax dollars. They get it through all kinds of, I mean, it's just a shenanigan. The government is partner in the crimes, and now Utah is supposed to be the state with the lowest blood alcohol level allowed when, quote, driving from 0.08 to 0.05. It just changed at the start of 2019. That's good. But why is the government controlling liquor stores in Utah and making a pretty penny off of alcohol? Utah has some of the highest state taxes on alcohol in the United States. Why? They would say, well, it's to shut down the alcohol abuse. Hey, man, they sold plenty of alcohol. I'll tell you that right now. And by the way, it's on the upswing. So government's not doing its job if its goal is to have less alcohol. Why doesn't government just get out of it? Homosexuality is to blame for sexual abuse, not the Catholic Church, claims German cardinal. Well, you know, to us Christians, we believe homosexuality is a sin. And certainly one sin usually leads to another sin. That doesn't mean that we're saying that all homosexuals are abusers. We're not saying that. But what we are saying is, I'll just say to the state, why are you selling alcohol? And then wondering why people are driving drunk, huh, state of Utah? So see, that's what I mean. It gets bad, crazy. They're having a lesbian Batwoman. I guess that series for a lesbian Batwoman gets green light at CW. So they're promoting that. It's kind of a sad tale to tell. Parkland Investigatory Committee, or commission, if you will, issues a report calling for armed teachers. That's an interesting outcome of the commission. Ready for 2020? Biden seeks to drop the title of vice president in an effort to set himself up to run. But then Biden running around saying, well, it wouldn't bother me if I didn't run. It'd be no problem. Ladies and gentlemen, I bet you Joe Biden runs. As talks stall, Los Angeles braces for teachers' strike in the government schools. Boy, howdy, do I hope that happens. Wow, Larry Klayman says Harry Reid is the most corrupt and dishonest senator in modern history, even surpassing Chucky Schumer. Klayman also says, as predicted, two-faced loser Mitt Romney will also run for president in 2020. I don't know if he will or not. Time will tell. We'll keep an eye on the ball. Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable Live. Weekend recap on your radio.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this. The Co-Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities, and it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start meaning it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Hard-hitting talk radio at your fingertips, as always, ladies and gentlemen. We're in the middle of our Monday recap. Amazing, man. I'm just telling you, we cover so much news, it is shocking. We talked about the caucus of black New York lawmakers. First off, did you know we had a caucus of black New York lawmakers? What if you had a caucus of, like, Utah white lawmakers? Would that go cool? Just highlighting the disparity and the double standard going on, huh? I think we ought to have Americans working together. I don't think we ought to have black lawmakers or white lawmakers or any of that. I just think we ought to have American people doing the best they can. Although, even though I don't think we ought to have a division on race, I support people that want to have their own identities and their own deal. If they want to have black lawmakers, let them. If they want to have white lawmakers, let them. Neither group would be more racist than another, though. We either can have them or not have them, fine. But you can't have the disparity is the highlighted point, right? Nevertheless, the Caucus of Black Lawmakers Charity has not given a single scholarship to needy youth in 2 years, according to a New York Post investigation. So they raise all this money telling you that they're helping the needy and helping the poor, and they haven't given any scholarships out, a new investigation. And by the way, the New York Post, a pretty liberal rag, is the one reporting on it, huh? That's interesting enough, to say the least. All right, we talked about Shalik High School cancels wrestling season following a hazing incident. So here's the deal. It's bullying, it's abuse, it's wrong, and Melania, the president's wife, stands against it, and so do I. Nevertheless, they don't call it abuse or sexual abuse or physical abuse. They don't call it what it really is in the government schools. They call it hazing. as if it's just some, well, we didn't really mean any harm thing, but okay, it's got to stop. Anyway, Bill Evans with the piece, and what a shame that is. Sweden isn't socialist, reports John Stossel. He's spot on. They want you to believe that socialism is phenomenal. You got all these socialist new Democrats running around. Ocasio-Cortez is one of the examples. And they want you to believe socialism is good. Go look at Sweden. But you know what? An in-depth investigation into the Swedish reality is not that they're socialist. They've got socialist principles, just like the United States and almost every other country does. Sad to say. But it is not the socialist principles that make America great and or Sweden great. Okay, that's a lie. If you don't believe me, go look at Venezuela. That's where socialism is alive and well, bordering on communism down there. The reason that Sweden's doing well is because they do have some principles that make countries great. All right? And so you got to go study that. John Stossel did that and thus brings forward this incredible column, Sweden Isn't Socialist. All right? An intensely private social worker. This guy's phenomenal. He lived like he was a pauper. He would duct tape his shoes and all this kind of stuff. Well, anyway, the poor guy passed away. Glad he's with his maker. That's great news. Anyway, he left a surprised $11+ million to children. Pretty neat. I hope we get some copycats of that. I hope. Anyway, what a great guy. What a great example. I hope we can somehow create copycats on that and folks can think about it. And the kids that are all involved in getting the blessings can pay it forward. And man, that's just neat. We talked about the EPA targeting Obama crackdown on mercury from coal plants. All right, so there you have it. The EPA trying to say the regulation's just out of control and nobody can function, folks. Kansas City Royals, guy's a pitching prospect, if you will. His name is Brady Singer. He's a great guy, from what I understand. Here's what he did. He got a contract and got a bunch of cash, you know, for his athletic ability, right? Anyway, the guy paid off his parents' debt for Christmas. Again, I hope we have copycats with that good news piece, don't you? Ranchers are reveling in Donald Trump's proposed rollback of water regulations. Amy Joy with the story. It's kind of fascinating. This lady's name is Joy. Amy Joy is her name. And she's telling about how all these people are having all this joy. Pretty neat, but ranchers are loving the Donald. Ranchers are reveling in Trump's rollback or proposed rollback. Anyway, it's good news. And by the way, when Donald Trump just visited the border the last couple of days, a rancher liked the Donald and gave him his belt buckle. Did you hear about that? Where's the mainstream press when you need him, huh? Anyway, that was Monday's broadcast. So we just covered 2 days so far. We got 3 days to go, man, of hard-hitting news the networks refused to use we covered. Brought to you in part by worldaffairsbrief.com. When you want commentary on a troubled world, think worldaffairsbrief.com. In your inbox, weekly, via text, PDF, audio, and more. Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. All right, Tuesday's recap. We talked about Ocasio-Cortez a minute ago. Well, she's now calling Donald Trump racist in a 60 Minutes interview. The White House obviously responds and says she's clueless. But I got a question. If she's calling him a racist, is she a racist? You know, we're finding out that, you know, whatever these people do, they want to blame on somebody else. Right? All right, the next story, white supremacist shooting of a 7-year-old black girl. Well, they highlighted this as a big racial problem. It was a hate crime. Well, then they found out the shooters were black. And they kind of freaked and shut down the story. But this is an example of the double standard here. Look, shootings are wrong. They've always been wrong. But when you highlight the Ocasio-Cortez calling the Donald a racist on 60 Minutes, and then this white supremacist shooting story that did not turn out to be a white supremacist shooting story at all, and then a deeply religious meteorologist, white weather man, fired for MLK racial slur. He was referring to an ice skating rink, by the way. And he called it Martin Luther King Park. Now, he didn't mean to say coon. He had a slip of the tongue or whatever. And Coon King, he didn't do it on purpose. But now they're saying he's a racist and it was a racial slur and he got fired and how evil that was. And I say these people, like I told you at the beginning, we need to give people the benefit of the doubt here. We need to stop on this racial divide and this, okay, so a Cortez attacking the Donald is a racist, the mainstream press pushing a white supremacist shooting story that was not at all, and now a Freudian slip and all these racial stories hit top billing in the mainstream press. They want the divide on race. All right. Then the next story relating to racist, straight from Capitol Hill, black former Congressman Mia Love from Utah becomes CNN political commentator. Now, by the way, Representative Mia Love missed almost 84% of her votes in the U.S. House since she lost her reelection in November. So she's just simply missing an action, working on a gig with, what, CNN, and not voting. I don't know why we're keeping her paycheck. We're going to give her a paycheck to miss 84% of the votes? It's an absolute travesty. But am I allowed to say that? She's black and I'm white. She's a woman and I'm a man. Can I say that, or am I just hating on blacks and women? Because I have a problem with her not voting but still getting a paycheck. In other words, not working but getting paid as if she was working as a congresswoman. Talk about a lame duck. Wow. Rush Limbaugh said, what if 2016 Russia interference was actually the Democrats? WND.com. Great question, Rush. I asked that right when it all broke back in 16. Where were you, buddy? You're late to the table, but good for you to catch it. But I simply say to you, it's not just the Democrats that tampered with the elections in 16. The swamp has been tampering with the elections for decades, not only in our country, but around the world. Election tampering is common by belligerent, out of control, unconstitutional, immoral government. The proper role of limited government would respect that wonderful institution known as voting, or the ballot box, and the representative responsibility we all have, right? All right. We vote for those who work for us as we delegate our authority to them, right? That's how a representative republic works. That's how a constitutional republic operates, folks. It's not a democracy. It's a republic. But we have some democratic principles. We go vote. Well, that sacred institution should be protected. But it hasn't been. The swamp's been violating it, not only in our own country, but around the world for literally generations. It's tragic, folks. But go study history and get a clue. Federal judge rules that mass law prohibiting secret audio recordings of police is unconstitutional. Did you hear me? So the cops always run around and say, you can't record me. Give me your cell phone. And they literally abuse people over this. But it turns out this pretend idea that they can't. Hey, the law prohibiting the secret recording of cops, it's unconstitutional. You can record the cops, folks. Now, you might get beat up and tased for it because the cops oftentimes are belligerent and don't know the law or don't care. Nevertheless, a federal judge rules that the law prohibiting secret audio recording of police and other government officials is unconstitutional. It's not true. You can record the cops. It's unconstitutional for them to enforce that you can't. Delaware store owner gets prison time for $1.7 million food stamp fraud. Now, the question that I have is, why don't we just get rid of all the food stamps anyway? Let local charities take care of the needy locally, and we don't need food stamps, and then there wouldn't be any food stamp fraud, right? The governor of Maine writes, quote, stolen election on note certifying Democrats' election win. So he certifies the Democrat election win, but on it he says, hey, stolen election. There's vote fraud here going on. Well, at least he highlights it. But when are we going to create accountability, Governor of Maine? Ruth Bader Ginsburg to missing arguments for the first time on the Supreme Court. She's missing arguments for the second week in a row. How can we pay her and leave her on the Supreme Court when she's unable to do the job, folks? The timeline for the withdrawal of American troops from Syria has gone from 30 days to 4 months to now a no fixed date. What's up with that? Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, time flies when you're talking about the recap. Wow, I got to go fast. I'm not even going to get it all in. So we had our guest on, Mr. Alan Phillips, vaccine rights attorney, vaccinerights.com, pandemicresponseproject.com. And we talked about the GAO, Government Accounting Office. Wow, Government Accounting Office. IRS had 4,487 guns and 5,062,000 plus rounds of ammunition. Why on earth does the IRS have that kind of firepower, folks? That's judge, jury, and executioner all in one. They're going hostile. It's rogue government, folks. It's got to stop. China encourages the world to embrace the death penalty for drug crimes. I completely disagree with China on this. Again, I don't know what a drug crime is. You know, the guy that just smokes some pot or drinks some beer underage, I don't support that kind of behavior, but you know what? I'm not for the death penalty. What is a drug crime? You know, okay, El Chapo is the big king drug pin on the cartels, right, in Mexico on the border that's now having a trial in the United States. Well, Ted Cruz wants us to have assets forfeiture and steal his money and, well, take his money or take his ill-gotten gains and fund the border wall. That would make the Mexicans pay for it, wouldn't it? Anyway, I'm not for the death penalty for drug crimes, China. Sorry. Silent epidemic. The untold story of vaccines. We talked about that big time. There's well over $400 billion paid out in the compensation fund thus far for Safe and Effective. That's a big bill, folks. We talked about Congressman-elect Mark Green. Says he's worried that vaccines might cause autism. Now, understand, this guy's a physician. Last winter's flu season was the deadliest since the 1970s. I guess 79,000 people died last year. Wow. And they say the flu season's gearing up right now. Prayers are with folks that get sick. I'll tell you that right now. Drink a lot of water. Get a lot of sleep. Have some nutrition, folks. Stay off the sugar. I'll tell you that right now. Flu vaccines, believe it or not, are only 25% effective against worst strain, writes USA Today. And then that means the CDC says it's working. You better go get your flu shot right away. New York Times, these people are crazy. Believe it or not, in Australia, that same flu shot has been determined to only be about 10% effective overall. And the Canadians found it to be only 17% effective. So Australia, 10%, Canadians, 17%, us, 25%. And the government runs around and says it's working via the CDC. You got the New York Times and USA Today all backing vaccinations that are, what, 10 to 25% effective at best? Wow. All right, that was a recap of Tuesday's broadcast. Moving quickly to Wednesday. We had our guest on, Mr. Larry Pratt, formerly with Gun Owners of America, talking about all things liberty. We talked about the Loving Liberty Radio Network, adds Liberty Roundtable Live to the weekday lineup. They're taking the broadcast 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. at lovingliberty.net. We welcome them to our affiliate list of news the networks refuse to use, new media taking center stage broadcasters. Thank you indeed, Loving Liberty Radio Network. All right, mother of Jasmine, Barnes, I guess is her name. That's the black 7-year-old black girl that got killed. Turns out she lied to the police. She knew the killers were black men. In fact, one of them was her online Facebook friend. Agenda of lies to blame the white man is what I called it. We also talked about four burglars break into man's home. He shoots them all by firing several rounds. And, well, I guess he doesn't get robbed, does he? We got to spread that around and make sure there's copycats on that. Not copycats to shoot people. Copycats to say, don't break into someone's home, you might get shot. We have the right, a God-given, unalienable right of self-defense, folks. Remember that. And I'm sad that these people got shot, but don't break into houses. Criminals, you better stop. Ron Paul tells us that representatives Peter King of New York and Mike Thompson of California introduced H.R. 8, which is a universal background check bill to deny us our God-given right to the Second Amendment. The truth is, it's a nationwide gun registration scheme, and you know registration is just the first step to outright confiscation, folks, don't you? U.S. deficit is on track to reach $1 trillion this year alone. It's shocking. $1 trillion. Not even, we're not talking about the debt, we're just talking about the deficit this year alone. $1 trillion, folks. It is not sustainable. We need to return to the honest money of the Constitution and shut down the Federal Reserve yesterday. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she gets a lot of news, but she's struggling to explain how she'd pay for her $40 trillion in government-proposed programs. She's out of control, folks. Socialism is got to stop. It'll destroy this country. Senator Ted Cruz introduces the El Chapo Act. We talked about that a minute ago. This needs context, writes the New York Times, talking about Donald Trump's speech to the nation on the border wall. They didn't contradict his facts. They just said this needs context. And every time their context just lets them basically editorialize under the idea that it's news and a fact check. But they have their own opinions is all we're talking about. The New York Times, what a shame. We had our guest on, Mr. Cliff Kincaid, president of America Survival, USASurvival.org. And we talked about New York City plans health care for every resident. We talked about how Mitt Romney is plotting his revenge on Donald Trump, an incredible article that Cliff Kincaid wrote at LibertyRoundtable.com. We talked about Mitt's governorship of Massachusetts was weak big time. It was a shame. In fact, he led the country on three of the left's most cherished issues: cap and trade, gay marriage, and socialized medicine. Some of this legislation that was backed by Mitt in Massachusetts has served now as the blueprint nationally, healthcare namely among them. Students slam Donald, well, let me say this over. Students slam Trump wall quotes, but then they learn who actually said them. Yeah, turns out the liberals were for the wall before they were against the wall, and the students don't even know it, so they slam the quotes thinking, and then they find out, oh, it was their guys that said it, huh? Trump is right about the wall, says Obama-appointed Border Patrol chief. That's the main part of the story you didn't get. Obama-appointed Border Patrol chief agrees with the Donald. Five senators reintroduce Wall Act to fully fund the border wall. Sadly, Mike Lee, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, not among them. You got to wonder why, huh? All right, that was Wednesday's broadcast. On Thursday, we talked about the CEO of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, and his wife, Mackenzie, are divorcing. That's a sad tale. Our prayers are with those folks. We also talked to Brian Rust of RustCoinAndGift.com. We talked about the Honest Money Report. There's Rust Rare Coin, a different company that's involved in a big scandal. That's not Rust Coin and Gift. That's not Brian, by the way. We talked about a rare penny found in Boy's Lunch. I guess it was in his lunch money, and it could fetch up to big money at an auction, maybe up to $1.7 million, they claim. Wow. We talked about a venture capitalist. Tesla's production issues improves, but it's all about supply and demand. That's right. You can pre-order Harley's first electric motorcycle. It's over $30,000, though. The media is throwing everything at the wall to see what sticks, writes Ann Coulter. Great article there as well. Donald says walls are medieval, but they worked then and they work now. Trump still defends an absolute right to declare state of emergency on border wall. William Barr, the new guy for Donald, turns out that him and Robert Mueller are best friends. Their wives attended Bible study together. So there you have that. Donald's been snookered once again. Larry Klayman, Freedom Watch, kind of mocks Donald on this and kind of says, Donald, you're drinking from the wrong bar, buddy. Speaking of William Barr, Donald doesn't drink, by the way. And good for president on that. George Ramos says that the wall or the border wall is a symbol of hate and racism for those who want to make America white again. Again, nothing but racial divide. It's a shame. I want to stop illegal activity. I don't care what race. How about you? Voice of Hispanic America, Salinas, says many Latinos are buying Trump's arguments against illegal immigration. Why? Well, because we want the rule of law and we don't like illegal activity. We don't care what race. Americans are standing shoulder to shoulder, race aside, to defend the proper role of government and to defend legality. Drain the swamp. Ted Cruz pushes term limits. We disagree with him completely. Term limits, temptation, creating the pretext for a con, writes The New American in an incredible article. It was released June 10th, 1996, but it's as spot on today as when it was written. We reject term limits. All they'll be is a pretext for a constitutional convention, which we don't want to see. Brazil's new president, he says, God above all, vows to fight gender identity. Good for him. Transgender billionaire Jennifer Pritzker. No donations to the GOP. Why would I fund my destruction? Interesting twist. First ever deaf, Knesset candidate joins New Right. That's an interesting twist. Hollywood movie star refuses kissing scenes. Good for him. Clemson coach glorifies Jesus upon winning national title, writes Joe Kovacs, WND.com. Doing a great job there. U.S. cancer death rate hits 25-year low. That's great news. Factory job openings surge in November to the highest level since 2001. That's great news. Factory job openings, more jobs, folks. Donald's doing a good job, even though the press won't let you believe it. Federal workers are going to work for Lyft and Uber during government shutdown. That was Thursday's broadcast. Wow. Friday, we had our guest on, Terry Colafrancesco, MEJ.com. And we talked about a federal government shutdown. Might seem like a great way to save money, but it actually costs more to keep the government closed. Did you know that? Study, a border wall would pay for itself. That's a fact. Pentagon prepares border wall options. The money would come from the Pentagon's budget for construction progress or projects already approved by Congress but not spent yet. Did you know we had one of those? Shutdown means food could be less safe and cost more, lies your government. Fertility rate for white women plummets below the limit needed to maintain the population in every U.S. state. It's up in 12 states for black women and up in 29 states for Hispanic women, but down overall and down for white women. The total fertility rate for the United States was 16% below the level needed for the population to replace itself. What a sad tale to tell, especially when God says multiply and replenish the earth, and that has not been rescinded. We talked about the new preview for a family episode, or upcoming episode of Family Guy. I guess there's a Trump character that wants to be sexually whatever on somebody else's daughter, and it's a very weird. I think Donald should sue for libel and slander over that big time. And then the next hour, we had our guest on, Richard Mack. We'll tell you about this next hour, too. 1 hour left on Friday to recap, and then news the networks refuse to use. And an upcoming Eagle Forum event today we'll highlight for you as well. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.